I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's growing footprint in the Middle East, North Africa region is a critical threat. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly tells us.
They exploit instabilities, becoming more of a thorn in the side of the U.S., U.K., the West in general. Of course, Israel is ground zero for them. They want and believe in the annihilation of Israel.
For example, Iran supports Hamas militants in Gaza, supplying them with a steady flow of funds, weapons, and training. Hezbollah enjoys similar benefits from Iran in Lebanon, where it threatens to begin war on Israel's northern border. While the regime plots regional domination, Iran's people have never been hungrier for meaning.
The people see no change. They see no hope. And ultimately, that creates opportunity for the gospel.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And answers remain elusive following the first congressional investigation of the July 13th attempt on former President Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. Grief and frustration remain high in the first responder community. Hundreds of firefighters, police, and EMS from Pennsylvania and beyond gathered last week to honor the shooting's sole casualty, Fire Chief Corey Comparator.
When one of your own dies, it's hard because you're so close. You basically have the strongest relationships with the people you spend the most time with.
Steve Prince leads Warrior Set Free, a veteran and first responder-focused division of Set Free. First responders form strong bonds based on shared experiences.
People that put on those uniforms go from worst moment of one person's life to the worst moment of another person's life every shift.
Learn how Warrior Set Free helps struggling responders find freedom and healing in Christ at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.